Oh, hello. How you doing? Live from the Kumia studio here, where the truth is still true. Comes a show that gives you a reason to live. We got to get that turn down. Comes a show that gives you a reason to live. You going to switch cameras? Or, oh, yeah, okay. Hi. Our top stories tonight will include a look at Yoselyn Ortega, the killer nanny. We'll look at her real quick. We're just going to look at her. That's it. Not talk about her. Just have a look. This is a little Detective Dakota here.
Hey, doing, folks.
Who's joining me for the show tonight. All the way from Chicago.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Pat. Appreciate it. It's been a long time.
How's life in Chicago? I thought we were doing a different background tonight. What happened?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, why we got this skull bullshit? Change it up. Trying to change it up. And we'll look at this gun control deal and David Hogg, who is, boy, what a fine young American he is, huh? And, yeah, he's got so many interesting ideas, you know? I mean, he leads the way on this whole idea of listening to what teenagers say. You know, I mean, I haven't been a teenager for a long time, but I remember how much I knew then. It wasn't much. Very little. In fact, look at this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's our new studio.
Look at that.
We just moved in, like, just this minute.
Nice.
And it's, you know, look at, let me just get a look at this here. Yeah, I feel like, is this like that that gay show's background? It's not. Is it? No, they use a Chicago background.
Hey,
Chicago.
Come on, hey, come on, Pat.
Hey, nothing against
come
it.
On. Look, no, at anyway. Chicago's a good place, Pat.
I like Chicago.
Place.
And, yeah, when you come to New York here, and, you know, you take a look around and everything. How do you compare it with Chicago, you know?
Well, you got a lot more gays, you know, a lot more gays here in New York, I must admit, you know.
More gays?
Yeah, a lot more gays, a lot more free-spirited blacks, you know.
Free-spirited blacks?
Yeah, yeah, Chicago is very, you know, everybody kind of like...
There might be just as many free-spirited blacks.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Pat.
Maybe not as free-spirited. Yeah.
I don't know about that, Pat. Kind of, you know, over here, everybody do what the hell they want, you know what I mean? And no hold bars.
You carrying a gun right now?
I am carrying a 9mm Glock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that's a police issue
but
there.
Yeah, police issue, you know, yeah. Standard. I am off duty, but still, I am packing.
Are you following this whole gun control thing?
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable. Every time you go on Instagram, you see a new post about something regarding the gun control. It's just like, come on, I want to see asses. When I go on Instagram, I want to see asses, and I want to see grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't want to see none of this gun control bullshit.
Yeah, you like the grilled cheese sandwich?
I love a good grilled cheese, Pat.
God knows we all love the ass.
Double-decker, and you know I like that black booty, Pat.
Like that double-decker grilled cheese ass.
Double-decker, double-ass, holy moly macaroni, Pat.
I seen a four-cheeked butt on the Instagram the other day.
A four-cheeked
butt? A four-cheeked butt. I tell you.
Is that two midgets or is it?
No, it's...
How many cheeks you got there, Pat?
Well, this one-sided gun control tantrum has really picked up steam since last month. It's continued to bother regular Americans, and I think we have little slides that might go along with this. Can we do an over-the-shoulder thing? This is our rehearsal, by the way. That's all this is. Like maybe right around here in this vicinity. This is all my fault. if you get it, great. We can't do that.
We're closer.
No? Well, then do it with it. Then fuck it. We'll do it live. Keep fucking that chicken. Can you put it in some sort of a just anywhere on here?
Do you want the video or the slides?
Oh, the slides.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, I'm standing by. Yeah. Now, this shooting was a goddamn month and a half ago. Enough already, you know? I mean, like, how long are we going to mourn these kids?
I know, right? They're dead. Get over it.
I mean, for crying out loud, when you look at... The whole debate, right? What do we have? We have guns and we got kids.
Yeah.
And those are the two common threads throughout. Now, there's plenty of guns that aren't killing people and plenty of kids that aren't killing people. But if you ask me, the problem is not the guns, it's the kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who thinks guns are the coolest?
Who's that? Kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
They fucking love guns.
They sure do.
Give a kid a gun, he goes bananas.
What's he do? Yeah. He doesn't act responsibly with it to defend his home. He doesn't have a home.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned anything.
Exactly.
He's just some fuckhead.
Yeah.
Because, well, and look, I mean, you can control the guns all you want. What about, like, this guy over in Austin, you know, blowing everything up, using bombs?
That's crazy.
You got to say, that guy is skilled. I mean, he really is. We must point that out. That, like, he didn't just get a hold of a gun and go nuts. This kid was building bombs.
Yeah, we haven't seen that since, like, 9/11 with the anthrax.
Anthrax.
Yeah, like, we haven't seen that kind of, like, epidemic in quite a long time.
Big anthrax attack on 9/11? I don't remember.
it was in the area. This is the 90s, right? Late 90s?
That anthrax just knocked those buildings right the fuck down. Yeah. And, of course, our hats off to the first responders. So, yes, the gun control, it is. Now, since last month's shooting at a Florida school, these annoying gun control advocates have reached new levels of being annoying. I think we have that on a graph that proves how...
It ain't real if it's not in a graph.
Is there a time delay? Here we go. Look at that. Yes, you can see since February 14th, the annoying levels have shot up. There's your proof. It's peak levels of annoying. Now, the so-called March for Our Lives... yeah, there's your proof right there. When you see it on a graph, that it really kind of like it gives you the full impact, you know. But we can move forward now. The so-called March for Our Lives attracted an estimated thousands here in Manhattan. Paul McCartney, look at him there, Paul. That's right. The rumors about him being dead turns out turns out wishful thinking. Yeah. It was John that got shot. And I suppose that's part of what brings him out there now. Paul McCartney. Now, when Paul McCartney starts showing up, I think that's got to be, you know, the kiss of death for any kind of youth movement.
There you go. Yeah, you got this old fucking melted bastard.
Yeah, look at him. Ugh. He's out there like, hey.
His wife is 23
I'm
years
Paul.
Old.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney. My friend died over here. maybe we shouldn't do guns because my friend was shot over here.
Right.
We all know. We all know the truth. This Yoko
March
shot
for
him.
Our lives.
I tried not to do it, but I did it.
It's bad news, guns. It's bad news.
I'm watching with the women. I like clams.
Oh,
all right.
I do. I like clams. But I don't like guns.
Shall we shag now or shag later?
Armed guards around me all the time.
No.
Sure, there's got to be like 9 guys with guns around Paul McCartney.
Of course. Ridiculous.
Is the debate really one-sided, and are they really shitheads? Well, here's a quote. Yeah, let's go full screen so people can read along.
I can't need my bifocals.
He says, school safety is not a political issue, organizers wrote on the event page for this March for Our Lives. There cannot be two sides to doing everything in our power to ensure the lives and futures of children who are at risk of dying when they should be learning, playing, and growing. So there you go, right there. There cannot be two sides. There's only one side. That when they frame it as a one-sided thing, well, then, there you go. They're the ones making all this noise. And I got to say, it is not welcome. Take your fucking gun control shit and, get it off the streets. They need to sweep them off. Get a street sweeper and just clean it away.
Just kidding.
It would only take once.
Yeah.
It would only take one time that we basically murder everyone out protesting over guns,
and
word would get out, I think. You know what I mean?
And everything will be one-sided because we won't have those protesters.
It'll bring signs to a gunfight. Yeah, guns are still... The pen's mightier than the sword, but the gun is mightier than the protest sign. All right. Well, look. One of the most annoying developments after the Florida school shooting in February is that teenagers now, well, they seem to think we give a fuck what they say. And that is bad. I don't know if you've got... We have in the booth tonight... what is your name again? Both of you. We have the B team here.
Yeah, exactly. We got
new
the
B team. They're
bench warmers.
Still in training. I have high hopes for you, though.
This is me. I'm Jeb.
Jeb.
And next to me is Cletus.
Okay.
There we go.
I don't believe you. I don't think those are really their names.
Well, that's definitely John's replacement.
Turk and Drew or something. Drew and Peter. Peter and Drew. Nancy and Drew. It's Drew and Drawn.
And we're a couple of Hardy boys.
Yeah, Jeff and Matt Hardy, baby.
Mostly just hard, though.
Hardy and hard. And you might have just caught a glimpse of the A-team there. They are, I guess in case one of you guys, pulls a hammy or something.
Oh, there he goes. The legend right there.
God forbid you bust up your ACL and then wind up, you know. Yeah, there's John Serino there. He's, oh boy. Hey, John, what's up with the training here? How are they coming along?
I think they're doing all right. They're getting it. They're making it their own. And, you know, I see you. I hear you. I see the slides and stuff.
Yeah, they flicked the camera on you.
Yeah. Turn the light.
Managed to get the sound up. That was pretty good.
They're doing all right. How do you feel? I think the most important part.
Well, the thing is, like, here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
If they got it, why are you guys here?
Well, just making sure that they definitely got it.
How long is that going to go on?
Well, until they don't ask me for anything at all.
Oh, okay.
It's a place where they can smoke weed,
Pat. You never know. All of a sudden, you know, something could come up, and if I'm not here, old man Maressa is going to be angry, so I just make sure I'm here.
ATC is going to get all upset?
Yeah.
Well, look, the thing is, if you guys, I'm going to definitely be asking you guys, I'm going to, all kinds of complex requests and shit like that.
Good.
To ensure that they still have to have you guys here
anyway.
You got
to vet them out. You got to vet them out.
You're not going to get your day off, your evening off. What are you going to be doing at Monday at 7 anyway?
Talking to me?
Either of you guys.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, dude. Jerking off, of course.
Banging alley.
To the NYC crime report.
But you could do that here.
I do that here.
Oh, okay. See,
so business as usual, I guess.
Right, yeah. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, except I just won't be clicking buttons at the same time.
You'll have to race home to get there in time so that you can get here when the show starts at 7:10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just go to the bathroom down the hall and watch it on my phone and just...
Pull that pecker, baby.
Dakota gets it.
I understood what you were talking about when you did that little act out. I thought, well, he seems to be referring to masturbating.
Good sound effects, too.
Yeah, it's the sound it makes. Yeah. You're clearly a lotion user.
Got a zipper
no
penis.
Lotion, actually, I was going to say.
Ouch.
Oh, see, that really fucked Pat up.
Medic!
Hey!
Who the hell uses lotion anyway?
I don't like lotion because there's too much cleanup afterwards. See, that's a thing.
Yeah, because I never ejaculate when I beat off.
Dry and light.
I don't fully go all the way. I bring it right to the point and I go, all right, that's enough.
Yeah, blue balls for like 30 years.
You saved that load for your lady. I respect that, Pat.
No, I've never ejaculated with her either.
All right, you got a problem, buddy. You need help.
Sperm's been
I have a medical issue. I do save it for the lady, and God knows she's appreciative. You know?
But why is that, Pat? Yeah. Why do the ladies like to see such a large amount of load?
Why do they like to see it? Why do they like to eat it? Why do they like to, you know, you can't stop them looking in the mirror, and that's what they always do. They get it on their face, and they're like, I want to go see what this looks like in the bathroom. She races to the bathroom, and she's in there taking selfies, looking in the mirror, going, oh, boy, look at
taking
all that.
Taking selfies? Putting it on it?
Not to upload.
Oh, okay.
That's for private. God.
Oh, somebody
Dakota.
Somebody's been eating Cinnabon.
Oh, come on now. What?
You know, like the frosting on Cinnabon?
Oh, she smashed it all
over.
Yeah. That's what she does. My wife's got a book, Unwifeable. That's coming out. Jesus, what's the date today? The 26th? Yes, it is.
Yep.
And so it's coming out in a week, next Monday.
You say your wife?
My wife.
You're married.
We're playing a little catch-up here.
Changes everything.
Playing a little catch-up with the booth. Yes, 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 Peter. I am married. We've been married a couple of years. In fact, we got married just after I came here to Compound Media, and we invited everybody to the wedding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of them came.
You married her before she could see your show, right?
What's that?
You married her before she could see your show.
Oh, what are you talking about?
She was
on the show at the time.
Let me know if you want me to kick his ass.
I had to kick her off the show, and she was not happy about it.
So you
know why? You know why
you
I got rid of her?
The show.
Talk too much. Yeah? You hear me?
Let me get a cigarette, Pat.
Take it easy.
Give me a cigarette.
I don't have any that small.
All right.
Can you smoke this?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Here.
The land of make-believe.
No, don't take it.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm going to hold it for you.
All right.
Just take a puff.
All right, let's bring it close to my face.
Just bring it there and take
it. All right.
Yeah, can you?
All right.
Easy, not so much.
Ah.
And that smooth tobacco flavor, huh?
Good old Virginia Slims.
What?
Parliaments.
I'm afraid not. You think I'm smoking the vagina slimes? By the way, tonight's episode brought to you by cigarettes.
I should have known.
Cigarettes, and I've opened the pack to show you. You can take them right out of the pack easier this way when you rip that lid all the way off. That's right. This is a cigarette for kings, although it's not the kings. It's in the box. Marlboro's is the brand, but any brand. Cigarettes.
Ah, so close.
You know, if you ask me why I'm out of breath when I get here, it's because, you know what? I ran here with a cigarette in my mouth. And this is the sensation that's worth being out of breath for, cigarettes. That's tonight's show brought to you by, of course,
cancer.
Cigarettes. why are you talking so much?
I apologize.
You and your jokes. You're trying to make the show funny. This is a news show. It's a news program. And we're trying to focus on this gun control issue. Oh, my God. Now, like I said, these kids, let's do this little turn here. These kids think we care what they think now. And no one exemplifies that better than David Hogg.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Killing our children. They could have blood from children spattered all over their faces, and they wouldn't take action. Because they all still see those dollar signs.
Who could he possibly... There's a little stop thing there. That's the sound of gunshots going off and David Hogg being upset about it. I don't know who he could be talking about, Dakota. Do you know of anybody who could have blood splattered all over children's blood? I mean, regular blood on my face. I'm like, all right, fine. You know what I mean? You're going to get some blood on your face now and then.
Yeah.
You know, like say you go down at the wrong time of the month, you know.
Oh, you get those red stripes.
That's where, yeah. Bat wings, I've heard them called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it is certainly a hazard when you're eating pussy during that time. I won't do that. I will, but I'm not going to go all the way down to the hole. I mean, you know, if you're a pretty clean woman, you know, I probably like, I'll lick the clit. And yeah. We're going to take some calls on that. The number is 1-877-962-6846. And the question is, how willing are you to get involved sexually with a vagina that's bleeding? That's 1-877-962-6846. Your comments on that or gun control, and we'll go back to our David Hogg interview. This is findable now. I don't know what you could be talking about. Let's resume and hear what else he has to say.
This time it's been different. The student victims who survived the shooting leapt into action immediately, taking the debate over gun control onto a global stage. One of the people leading this conversation is a 17-year-old named David Hogg. He's a student journalist who has become one of the loudest and clearest voices.
Yeah, we want to hear that.
The politicians that are in Congress right now, what these politicians, even in some of our states, are trying to do is make us forget.
He and his classmates from Stoneman are incredibly savvy, smart, and have a mastery of how social media can change the conversation in a way that we've rarely seen before.
Okay, stop.
We came to Parkland.
This kid and his little cohorts are incredibly silly, stupid, and can't hold a conversation without resorting to slogans and easily debunked talking points. And now let's go to back again once more to the video.
To David's parents' house to find out what it looks and feels like to be at the center of one of the most important debates in U.S. history.
Okay, let's see what it's like to be at the center of such an important debate. We get to actually see this happen.
Exhausted?
I'm beyond exhausted.
Is it energizing, this exhaustion? Is it an energizing exhaustion?
Yeah, it's just as energizing as it is exhausting at this point.
Can you believe this?
Stop
right there. He says it's an energizing exhaustion. Talk about leading the witness here, right? Are you exhausted? I'm beyond exhausted. Is it an energizing exhaustion? Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I'm energized by the exhaustion. It's so energizing. I guess they didn't want to give the impression, Dakota, you know, that like they were running out of steam or something.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Let me tell you,
I have so much energy.
17-year-old does not know the meaning of exhaustion. Get married.
Yeah.
Get a job. Get some rent.
Pay bills.
House payment.
Yeah.
You'll learn the meaning of exhaustion.
Call the IRS, you little bastard.
It was a little bit further than just, I'm tired from making TV appearances on, you know, like Bill Maher.
Tired of hanging out with plants. Look at him hanging out with plants.
I love that kind of exhaustion. Let's go back to Hogg.
Strikes me is that like you guys are obviously doing a lot of work and like a really
that's
good
work
job
right
of
there.
Doing it. But at the same time, I'm always in the back of my mind like
fucking
you guys are kids and there are like adults that should be doing. Like, do you guys ever think like why the fuck are we the ones who are doing this?
No, well, stop. This point, yeah, I've wondered that myself. Exactly, why the fuck are you doing this? Go ahead.
It's like when your old ass parents like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take him, you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government, because our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to.
All right, there you go.
Oh, God. Hit me. I watch it just like, hit me.
When your old ass parents are like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, That's very similar to a democracy issue. You know, I mean, like, I don't think our founding fathers were super adept with the smartphones. You know, I don't know how to use a democracy.
My parents can't.
How does all this shit work? He's acting like it's the remote control or some shit.
Yeah, I haven't heard somebody say like so many times since Legally Blonde on Broadway.
Totally. Totes true.
Totes true.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag yeah. WTF. Get out of here.
It cannot be overestimated how much I despise this kid. And... that's the problem. These teenagers now, they don't think we care what they think. Do we have a little photo of a couple of these teenagers? I think David Hogg's in there. And the other one, too, the shaved head girl.
Oh, God, Michelle O'Connor over there.
What's up?
I just hope that his parents give him a little whooping for calling them old ass and stupid parents and taking the phone from him. Like, you know, you don't say that about your parents, especially not on live TV.
Yeah, thanks for getting that in.
Yeah.
It's important stuff.
No, it's true. It's a good point because they must be really proud right now, you know, of their son. He's he's active and he's
out of the closet.
They're changing. What do you mean by out of the closet?
Oh, come on, Pat.
Has he come out?
Yeah, I can smell a gay from 52 yards away. Come on.
I'm not co-signing that at all because, like, oh, just
nothing wrong with that,
sexuality,
but
you know, I mean, like, yeah, nothing wrong with that. But you think you can smell a gay from quite a distance?
Yeah, he's mad his parents can't use emojis. That's a homosexual fan. God bless him, but yeah, homosexual.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, it could be true. It might
look
not
at the eyebrows. Put it back on. Look at those eyebrows. Come on.
Are they well sculpted?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at these teens.
He ain't porking that girl next to him. Yeah. They're watching Bachelor together.
Picture of him with the shaved head. How many times do I have to ask? Just tell me and I'll do it. You know the one I'm talking about? The vagina mouths. Christ. We'll have, there she is. I could have sworn I put one in the build, but there they are. Oh, boy. How a local photographer took iconic portrait. Oh, how do you get an iconic portrait when you're that age? Oh, my goodness. Look at these dum-dums.
And these kids don't look impressed.
They look like, hey, give us that democracy. We'll figure it out in a second. We know what to do. The old people are the ones who vote, for Christ's sake. Old people vote. Young people don't vote. You know that.
Yeah. Totally.
That's how you work a democracy. Did you vote, Ryan? Did you?
I don't vote.
Well, yeah, you're not old.
Yeah.
You're still wearing a skull cap indoors.
I voted once because when I turned 18, I could vote, and I voted for Ross Perot. And then I realized how dumb and pointless the whole thing was, and I never wanted to vote again.
Never wanted to vote again.
It was smoking.
I did the same thing until this year, until 2016.
But I'm thinking about going 2020. Vote just to make sure Trump gets in.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson?
We don't take any chances, you know. A lot of people won't vote if they're in an area like we are, New York, where it's definitely going to go blue. And I say, don't do that. Come out and vote.
Just so that we don't have to hear she won by 3 million votes.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't matter, who cares?
It's still, if we could shut that up, how satisfying would that be? Yeah. It's that one little point of contention. Like, and they always get that in, too. I've never heard the popular vote emphasized so much.
I never heard, like, the losing team in the World Series go, yeah, but we had more hits.
Way more. Like, we didn't have any errors.
3 million more hits.
Runs that count.
Yeah, right? You count the runs. You keep score a certain way. It's not yards per carry. It's not completion percentage. It's simply points. You could score them all on defense. You could have the worst offense in the world, like Tampa did that one year, remember?
Yeah,
with Trent Dilfer at quarterback. Dilfer. I mean, come on. Trent Dilfer's got
that
a Super
was the
Bowl
Ravens.
Ring. Yeah, he's the Chad Pennington of the NFC.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
The Tampa was Brad Johnson.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Buccaneers.
The Ravens was Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, are you sure about that?
Ravens had the awesome best defense ever, year 2000.
Oh, okay.
And then I think they played the Giants in the Super Bowl, and they won. The Ravens won with Trent Dilfer. And then the Buccaneers played the Raiders with Brad Johnson.
And the Buccaneers.
And destroyed them because John Gruden was the Raiders coach the year before and knew every one of their plays and was just calling it out in the huddle saying, like, they're going to do – and they got nowhere.
Great strategy to get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, exactly. Just hope you get the coach from last year.
Yeah, yeah. Just coach, you know. I guess that is kind of a long shot. Probably not a plan, huh? Let's look at some shocking video from IHOP. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, here we go.
Ooh!
Wait, this is in a Memphis.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh.
They didn't bring the syrup to that lady quick enough.
That's some pro commentary. Ooh. Ouch.
Boy, oh, yoink.
Ooh. Oh, my God, they're throwing things now. This is in Memphis. It was only minor.
Oh, my
injury.
God. Oh, the. Oh, WWE. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, it's not that easy to throw a chair. I think that's what we're learning here.
Yeah.
Very hard to get it because it's an awkward weight, and most of us have never thrown a chair. Is that the manager that was in there throwing a chair? I think there was a manager in there. I like to see the end there when the other videos come up. The manager was named Muhammad Al-Harani. I think we know what the issue is.
ISIS.
Yeah, he approached some unruly customers who were making a commotion as a customer filmed with their phone. Harani was attacked by the group of women. He was exchanging blows with one of them. The other women appeared to be hurling glassware and slurs at him. That was not just glassware. That was plates and shit. They were hurling. You know, if you're hurling glassware and slurs, what sort of slurs? You think that's a hate crime?
No, these bitches tip 5%, so he started throwing booster seats at them. I'm with him all the way on that one.
That isn't what occurred. He was the manager, you see. You got to listen to the facts here. They were making a commotion, and he eventually channeled his inner dead man, gave the woman a tombstone pile driver that would have made the Undertaker proud. Was that a pile driver? A pile driver used to be a different thing when I was a kid.
It was very close to a pile
driver. Look at
driver.
That again. This looked like more like a power slam.
Or like a body slam.
Body slam is when you just throw the guy down. A power slam is when you go all the way down with him.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm stretching it to even call it a power slam.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find that again and have a look at that. A pile driver is where you put the guy's head between your legs and then you drop down onto the ground. And as we see here,
she kind of looks like she has him in a hurricanrana.
Now she is getting the better of the manager at this point. He's playing defense. He's just trying not to get killed. As these women hurl glassware.
There we go.
And that was a power slam.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it.
He's swinging the chair. He's throwing the chair. Look at him.
Yeah.
Very hard to throw a chair again. It's an awkward wait. So there we go. That's that. Now, let's go to a little local news here. No arrests made in that, by the way. 10 cops trying to find the NYPD. Local news, and we'll do the thing. Wow, that's fucking. Two cops are trying to find the NYPD prankster who scrawled penis images on a handful of moving violations tickets that were almost given out to the public. Can we have a look at an example of that? I believe we have a ticket with a penis scrawled on it. Yeah, it's of course, they've amended it there to make sure we don't know. Because I don't know what the head of a dick looks like. And I don't want to know what the head of a dick looks like. So that's why they very kindly took that out. So we do see the balls and just the base of the shaft.
I thought it was a cactus.
Hey, how do we even know it's a penis, for sure?
That looks like a Dina B.
Alleged penis.
He's an alleged penis scrawler. But as you can see, they've muffed that out there. So, on Monday morning, a cop from the 83rd precinct was about to give a motorist a ticket for having excessive tint in his car. He's like, what's with the fucking tint? And he says, look, you can't have all that tint in here. So he said when the ticket came out of his squad car's printer, he spotted a giant phallic symbol drawn on it. On top of it. It could send the right message to some of these people, you know? Like, hey, you know what? Penises.
Yeah.
Take that. Prankster had vandalized at least three of the tickets before they were put in the printer in the cop squad car. Charges have been, they're eyed and cops, okay. So, well, the cop never gave the altered tickets out and reached out to his supervisors. Commanding officers aware of the situation. He's conducting an investigation. That's a word I'm getting tired of hearing, is investigation.
Yeah, so this must have been an inside job then.
Right, babe?
No, no, it certainly was. Yeah. As a policeman, yes.
Oh, wow. That is just a shame.
Well, the tickets are on a roll. It's loaded into the printer. They come prepackaged, kept in the vehicle's trunk till they're needed. Now, it's unclear if someone vandalized the ticket before it was packaged up or had opened the printer to leave his mark. An NYPD source said the phallic tickets. Is that the head of the penis that was
left? Yeah, about to say. Look at this fucking Bay Ridge chooch over here.
What am I looking
that's
at?
That's the guy that might have did it.
The guy that might have did it, huh?
Well, you know, alleged, but he's the one who's the tickets.
I'm going to go ahead and say he definitely did it.
Close case.
If I've ever seen a guy who's going to scrawl a penis on a ticket, it's this guy right here. Look at him with his beard and no mustache.
Look at Mike the Situation over here. Hey, good.
Hey, how about a... And draw a little penis on your ticket and you deal with that. Look at this guy.
This guy getting pasta every Sunday from his mother. Screw this chooch. Look at his chooch.
That's a pasta chooch if I ever see one.
He might be a gay, too. Look at those eyebrows, babe.
I don't know. You think you're so penis obsessed. You can't always go by the eyebrows, Figs. You can't always. Or
what the hell's Figs? Yeah. What?
You can't always go by them. Look, I mean, come on.
Ugh.
I didn't mean to break the fourth wall there.
It's all right. But.
Look, here's a quote from this police source now. He said, no, memo books are one thing, and tickets, memo books are one thing, but tickets are another, because apparently they will sometimes, you know, cops will cock up the memo book. Says, that's a quote, by the way, cocking the memo book. When someone secretly draws phallic symbols on a cop's blank memo book pages. Well, that's one thing. And then the graffiti's discovered. He says, this is a different world now, and this isn't the 80s anymore. So in the 80s, you remember how we drew cocks on everything?
Yeah.
We had, like, a lot of copies of the Thriller album, and we would just, you know, I got one that I listen to, I got one that I keep in mint, and I got one copy to draw dicks on.
I don't think it stops the 80s. I think drawing cocks is, like, America's favorite pastime.
Well, it's one. It's up there with swastikas, backward swastikas that people, all these like alleged Nazis draw.
And that stupid S.
Yeah, the gangster S.
What's the gangster S?
I don't know. Six lines.
Like three parallel lines.
Yes.
And then you shift it over and draw three more, and then you connect them diagonally, and it makes like a Superman kind of S.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
On all really? Your notebooks as a kid.
Oh, man, it's like, I guess we're different generations.
You got a mini pen, I can do it right now.
Quick. Everybody, a mini pen?
Yeah, I can do it real fast.
A mini pen for but no, we did, we wrote Def Leppard. People wrote Def Leppard on their notebooks.
Def Leppard. I like Def Leppard.
It was our generation's Led Zeppelin.
I'm 35 years old, but you'd be surprised. I fucking love Def Leppard. Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm.
Still rolling.
Yeah.
We got the power.
Pyromania.
Pyromania.
Right,
what's that other one? If you think love, then you move in the mirror.
That's not Def Leppard.
No, it is. Yeah,
I guarantee you that. Order. Whatever you just did doesn't sound anything like Def Leppard. We'll be talking momentarily to from Japan, John Mayer of the Got Faded Japan podcast. And looking forward to that. And then we'll also be looking at, oh, my God, what's going on? Huh? What's happening?
Look, we're okay. Technical difficulties.
Dakota needed some powdering on his face.
Oh yeah, you need to go powder your. That's okay. He's got a tiny little mustache there. Hey, did you see the shooting in Sacramento?
No.
Well, this cop-involved shooting, and it's causing a big stir in Sacramento because people, oh, no, another unarmed black man has been shot.
The guy with his pants around his ankles or something?
Well, yeah. I think that was incidental.
Is it one with, like, this couple was filming it across the street?
No, this is they only have it from footage, the
body cam
and from the helicopter. No, you know, they got it a couple of angles. So what this guy, they got a call, these officers did in Sacramento, and they it was about a guy burglarizing cars, breaking into cars, right? So since he was burglarizing cars, so they go there and they find a guy. They had a report. The guy was a suspect was in the backyard of one of the homes. The guy hops the fence and he's right outside his grandparents' house, trying to get in. They chase him. And keep in mind, he's running from the police. They have a suspect breaking into cars. I mean, they described him down to his clothes, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so they ended up. He comes out with a cell phone, and he had they had to shoot him.
Gosh.
But, you know, a cell phone could look just like a gun, and a gun can look just like a cell phone. Under the national thing there, I believe we have this. We have a little photo of a cell phone gun.
The Hero sandwich can look like a gun.
Maybe have one.
You watch Casino.
Yeah. Oh, really? Was that in a casino?
Yeah, he had an aluminum foil Hero sandwich. They shot him dead.
Yeah, it's like it's not getting shot. It's like, see, look at that.
Oh, my God. You're asking for it with that.
Well, I mean, that's just to show you that when someone has a cell phone, it can very much look like a gun, and a gun can be made to look just like a cell phone. These are available, I think.
I've seen the cases. I've seen these gun cases for fun, but, you know, you fucking want to get yourself killed.
Well, yeah, you have to stay up on the latest crime fighting.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
It's something else, isn't it?
It's cool, you know, but, you know, you're really playing with the devil, you know what I mean? Running with the devil in the name of Van Halen, you know what I mean?
You're running with the devil, and it's just too bad that everybody has to make such a big deal out of this. The protesters came out in force in Sacramento, shut down I-5, traffic going both ways during rush hour, and shut down a Sacramento Kings game. They locked arms and wouldn't let people in. When they start shutting down basketball games, they're going to lose a lot of their support from BLM, aren't they?
Yeah, damn right, Pat.
You know, these are like a lot of basketball fans in that BLM. You know, yeah, NWA needs BLM. It's, by the way, let's keep it. And they played the game, for about 200 people who came down courtside. So at least somebody.
He got just the referees on the courts because all the blacks are outside.
About the shooting of Stephon Clark, who was apparently breaking into cars. And, they really won't shut up. A lot of footage of this out there. I mean, if you guys can we got some video footage here to look at. Man, these presentations are going to have to get a lot more explicit. If I can include his name. Like, hey, Peter, show this video now.
What's his name, Vaughn and Garth? I'm
probably the one fucking up. Yeah, let's hear what they have to say once the commercial's over. does anybody watch this show?
Rocket Mortgage.
Is there anybody watching? I've lost Rocket Mortgage. Our sponsor now is only, that's right, cigarettes. Can you
cigarettes?
Have you quit recently? Well, I bet you don't feel too good, do you? But if you had one of these, boy, would you feel better. That's right. It's the smooth flavor of tobacco and the calming effect of nicotine combined. You know, as Lucky Strike used to say, it's toasted. Let's look at the
officers opening fire on an unarmed black man in his grandparents' backyard. And we are now getting our first look at that shooting. Police apparently thinking it was holding a gun, now say it was a cell phone. NBC's Gotti Schwartz has our report from Sacramento. And we want to warn you, the video you're about to see is disturbing.
It's not disturbing to see the police doing their job.
Running south.
Why is this going to be so?
Officers in a chopper investigating reports of a man vandalizing cars, saying they have a visual on the suspect.
He's a white man.
A heat signature from the police helicopter camera. The first glimpse of 22-year-old Stephon Clark.
Okay, let's get a permit on this guy's running.
Two officers below close in.
Stop!
And here is the moment of contact on the ground.
Show me your hands, gun!
In the dark, an officer yells gun.
Show me your hands, gun, gun, gun!
Police firing 20 shots at Clark in his grandparents' backyard, finding
only
no
20?
Weapons. Only a cell phone.
Shit.
Minutes later, one officer says mute, and the two cameras stop recording audio. Clark's family wants to know exactly what was said.
You're muting something. You don't want the public to hear what you're saying. And that means that if you don't want the truth to come out, then all of it is a lie.
Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn.
When you saw them turn off the audio there in that clip, what did you think?
I'm just curious why they did that. And so, but I knew that was part of the investigation.
Sacramento has been criticized over use of force against black men in the past. Police confirming in this shooting, one of the officers who opened fire was also black.
Things are heated right now.
It gets
people are angry and hurting and all those sort of things. And I just don't want anybody else to get hurt in our community while we're going through this investigation.
But even with transparency, tonight, a community's frustration still grows.
Oh, yes.
Gotti Schwartz, NBC News.
I like the news media telling you, yes, your frustration is growing. You are angry. You are very mad. You should be angry. You should be extremely troubled by this. Now, look, the guy's a suspect, the way I see it, and he's a... You know, do you want your car broken into? I mean, do you want the bad guys to always get away? Do you want the police to get shot? I mean, like, police are protecting their lives, and you're not out there to get killed. Is that right, Detective? You're not out there to get killed.
You're 100% right. It's a sticky situation when you're under fire like that.
Yeah,
you know?
When you're under fire or when you're under
in
phone.
In the dark, running around, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
It was dark. And
it's tough.
And, yeah, you can't always. So let's go to, I think we have a phone call here. Ray Schneider is calling from Fontana, California. Retired homicide detective. Officer Ray Schneider, are you there? Officer.
Oh, Pat, how are you?
I'm great, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, doing fine out here.
Yeah. What's the what's the tendency now of the I'll just get your take on the shooting here, this Stephon Clark situation.
Well, it's played out like so many shootings, and that this narrative that we see on T-shirts, you know, resist, resist, resist.
Yeah.
Seems to parlay itself into everything as far as contact with law enforcement is concerned. Resist their commands, resist their orders, resist arrest.
Arrest, yeah. That's a crime unto itself to resist arrest. Running from the cops is against the law if they tell you to stop, I guess. I'm sure, obviously.
Yes.
And so do you believe that Stephon Clark, I mean, it seems self-evident that he was the one breaking into cars, right?
Right. So, you know, one of the things a public needs to keep in mind was, you know, these officers just didn't stop this black young man. They received a radio call, and that radio call came from citizens calling into the police department requesting the police, you know, catch this person breaking into their cars.
Sure.
Now, it's clear that the deceased here knew he was guilty. He fled from police. He knows that this is the police that are contacting him. They're giving him orders, and yet he still continues to resist.
Yeah.
And you gotta think to yourself, well, what's in the mindset of somebody that does something like this?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, cell phones, you know, we've received many training bulletins from throughout the country. And, you know, we get these training bulletins often from those agencies through bitter experience have been on the receiving end of these cell phone guns. Mm. And so even if they weren't 100% sure whether it was a cell phone or a gun, they certainly felt threatened by whatever was pointed in their direction.
Sure. It's
and
not
acted accordingly.
Not as if they just can look on a dark night and go, oh, yes, it's clearly a cell phone, not a gun. And not, oh, it's not a cell phone gun either. They're indistinguishable. Can we look at that image again of the cell phone gun? While I say, what can you tell us about these cell phone guns, Ray? I mean, like, how many shots do they hold? And, you know, what kind of firepower could that possibly be?
Well, depending on the actual model firearm that they adapt to the cell phone, it can be as small as a 22 or a 25, or in some cases I've seen where they've had two-shot 357 Magnum level ammunition. So it's wow. Definitely a threat.
Yeah, two-shot 357 Magnum. That's pretty potent round there, isn't it?
Or like a Derringer. Like some of the Derringers, they have two shots.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of a Derringer.
Just ignore Dakota there.
Okay.
Either.
But, right.
But that's a heavy dude. That's definitely got stopping power and killing power.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you from working homicides, I lost track how many homicides I worked that came just from a 25 auto.
Yeah, and probably the majority of them, right? Because they don't exit.
Well, and they can do a wide variety of things, too. We had a homicide once, not my case, but we had someone that was shot in the middle of their thigh with a 25. The bullet ricocheted upwards, traveled through the lower intestine.
Ooh.
And took out, well, didn't take it out entirely, but severed an artery called the inferior vena cava.
Yes.
The major artery to and from the heart.
Of course.
And the person bled out within a matter of minutes.
And it probably like put a hole in his intestine there and leaked a lot of feces into his regular body.
Yeah, it was toxic all the way around. But that just shows you, you know, a 25 auto, you know, it can travel 12 feet inside your body before it stops.
Crap, 12 feet inside your body. Holy crap. That is something else. I had no idea that there was even 12 feet inside my body.
Well,
I never thought of it.
Ricocheting up and down,
yeah,
from various directions in totality, sure. Yeah, that has been done.
And that happens in an instant.
Yes.
My goodness. Now, it always seems like they emphasize this unarmed thing even when they suspected he was armed, you know. I mean, like, it's not as if it's an open season out there, and to believe so is ridiculous. So what have you seen a shift? You know, I mean, like, obviously there's been an anti-police kind of wind blowing for a while. So and it all depends on this inaccurate reporting, going back to Michael Brown and Eric Garner and all that stuff. So what do you suppose is behind all that?
Well, what I've noticed is pretty much an entire media blackout on the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see photographs or pictures of cell phone guns. You're not going to, even though the department itself is probably, you know, precluded by, you know, there are the city's attorneys from talking about the case.
Yeah.
You know, there's 100,000 of us that are retired that would be happy to speak on this subject, yet they don't contact us.
Well, that's why we contact you, Ray, because, you know, we need that perspective out there. And the dozens of people who watch this show are grateful for for that. Look, I don't know if we're going to be able to turn it around. What's it going to take? It seems like 9/11 was the last time people really celebrated law enforcement. Let's hope it doesn't take that.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately that, you know, that tends to fade as well.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, they say never forget, but, what they should say is eventually let's forget.
Yeah, in this hurry-up, hectic world we live in, you know, a lot of demands are made on people's time. And, you know, and in the midst of that, they do tend to forget. But, those of us in law enforcement, basically work day-to-day like it's September the 12th.
Right.
We don't need a national tragedy to put us into that national tragedy mindset of not only protecting the public,
yeah,
but basically doing what is our own innate nature, and that is to protect ourselves as well.
If only the rest of the country could and look, it's not, you know, it the way the press spells it out and the way, it can appear, I think, from these protests and stuff, that it's this vast majority of people who have an anti-police sentiment and think that they're out there, you know, shooting unarmed black men because it's so fun or something. It's a really small minority, I think, a very small, vocal, annoying, and incorrect minority who is promoting communism, in my opinion. Devontae Clark says it's 22-year-old brother was a devoted father who had recently changed his life, and then we always get these post-mortem assessments of what great people these guys are. He had many, many arrests. He's a criminal, and look, I mean, I'm not, never happy anybody is shot dead, but for crying out loud. Now, 20 shots. You don't know how many shots it's going to take to bring somebody down. Is 20 in any way abnormal?
No, and certainly not for two officers. Now, I don't know the caliber weapon that they were using, but I think in Sacramento, I think they carry 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
And between the two of them, you could get off 20 shots in about 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, it was very fast. Yeah. So, when you go out there as a cop and you're chasing a guy like that, you know, I mean, you're obviously like in the heat of the moment and everything like that too, and it's not as if I would think the last thing that you want to do is take your firearm out and blast somebody.
No, it's a horrific thing. I've been in shootings. I've investigated them from within my own department when we would parallel the sheriff's department, who would investigate our in-house shootings, and I would also investigate outside agencies.
And now it always
got involved in yes. got involved in the shootings in our city, and you know, and nobody is happy. You know, we're happy to be, if you see any expression of joy on any of these people, it's a joy of, hey, I'm alive.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to be.
And people become do officers become reticent to shoot at some point, and does that create a danger for the officer?
Well, it can, but you simply have to remember that you can't hesitate in these situations. And most of the time, when the actual thing occurs, most will not, because you really cannot override your body's own innate desire to survive.
Right.
And that's why our biggest critics, you know, if they put on the uniform, they really couldn't do the job any better than we do.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't do it as well. They couldn't do it.
They're welcome to try. If you think you can do better, go fill out an application and try it.
I love it, Ray. All right, we got to get to John Mayer in Japan, who's standing by, I believe. But listen, thanks so much for the call, and always a pleasure to talk to you and any member of law enforcement out there. And thanks for all your hard work.
Great. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Retired NYPD detective, as you are.
Yeah, very well spoken on Ray's part.
Yes. Do we have John Mayer on the deal here? We have him. Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing? Sorry to keep you waiting there. How's it going in Japan?
Hey, hear me?
Yeah, we hear you perfect.
All right, fantastic. The feed was breaking up a little bit, but I think it's recovered.
Now, you've been down in Japan for how long?
About 14 years. No. 15 years now.
My God, that's insane. That's about how long I've been sober. Tell you what, you move back and let's have some drinks. do you keep up with the news down there? And I know you do, because you have the Got Faded Japan podcast that's so popular. The longest running Japanese comedy crime
breaking up.
Podcast, yes. Breaking up. Well, that's too bad.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Let's talk about some crime in how about Tokyo?
Ooh, Tokyo. Where do you want to start?
Let's see. How about the Kid Award, Dragon? The 20-year-old man arrested on suspicion of assault injured a high school girl trying to steal her underwear.
I can't hear you at all. You're breaking everything off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's just the feed's weird. I'll tell you what. Should we go to just an audio? Do you think that might come in better?
That work?
Yeah, let's try audio. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get back to you or just drop the video, and we'll just go with the audio only then. See if see if that sounds good. John Mayer down there. He's been down there for 15 years in Japan. Yeah. That's got to be weird.
Yeah, it must be weird. I
mean, it must be strange being
smelling panties.
Coming back in. How about that? He's doing the Got Faded Japan podcast, and we're big fans and always like to touch base from down in Japan. I wish we had Asian Pat Dixon here, too.
No, where is he?
Part of the interview.
He would enjoy this panty sniffing story.
The suspect is Kyu Takisi. Came in from behind the girl, came up, grabbed her around the waist, dragged her to the ground, then tried to pull off her underwear. Now, I did this hundreds of times, and I never got charged with anything.
Are you in a movie doing it.
Are you there, John Mayer? No? Still not there? Okay, he'll be back in a second. Well, the girl screamed and kicked at him, and he fled. Police said the girl suffered injuries to her left leg. Took about 2 weeks to heal. Oh, my goodness. That's a bruise.
Definitely.
That's what they're saying. It was a bruise. Yeah. She had a bruise on her leg. I want to ask him to go to an audience shot here. Hey, Peter, get a shot of the audience, please. We have just an audience shot. Can we go to the audience camera there? We have a great studio audience here who is just watching with a kind of interest that usually reserve for a tennis match or something. You know? I'm sorry. We woke him up. joke's over. He woke up. We have had a sleeping audience member there. Gotta keep your head on a swivel for these comedy opportunities, you know, because, boy, they are few and far between, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
It was all four cameras.
That was a
right
good
there.
Conversation you were having, though.
You're watching everything happen.
Look at that.
Look at this. We are watching everything happen in the entire studio complex. Remember, we used to do a show here. Oh. It was called Crime Report.
And yeah.
Then it became, I don't know, Detective.
I don't know. Matthew McConaughey used to come by.
I remember that. We had some big celebrities. We used to have girls. Occasionally girls would come by and take their shirts off.
Porn stars, homeless guys throwing darts. Remember that?
Oh, my God. Remember him?
Remember that?
What episode was that? Episode 50-something, maybe?
Good
I don't really
times.
Who remembers?
I enjoy this, though, babe. Up. This is fun. I think this is great, babe.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, I'm not down on the show itself. I mean, don't no, get
that
me
was
wrong.
A good conversation.
Yeah, with what?
With Ray. I thought that, yeah, that was really good.
Of course, Ray dresses up every show he's on. Hey, there's John Mayer. How you doing, John?
Fantastic. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. I'm on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing technology. I remember when I was a kid, we like, you know what? If we only had phones, you know, that you could talk and see the person, I would do that all the time. We don't do it nearly often enough.
Yeah, that's right.
So you... Anyway. Oh, please go ahead.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for being here now, because you had to get up early for this shit. What is it's Japan? Japan. It's like what, Thursday?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
it's too fucking early, man.
All right, then I'll hold off on the questions. But we were just talking about Takeshi here. Am I pronouncing that right? He's the suspect who allegedly jerked this woman's underwear off. This girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is big news right now, but it's not too uncommon here in Tokyo. This happens about weekly, daily, quite often.
Really?
Well, that's what happens. Well, about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, they had penny vending machines, right? We could kind of go to like a seedy like area of town and stuff, put in like a couple of bucks, and then you get used panties. And the used panties came in a little silhouette thing that had a picture of the girl, right? So you could see her face while you have her panties in your hand, you know? So, I guess you need a third hand to jerk off, I guess. I don't know.
Well, hey, if only we had one, you know, that would be the best. But now, why do you suppose that it is that, I mean, you don't have those vending machines anymore, I guess, but a little bit in the seedy areas. But how did it come about that, it seems like in Japan, the guys are kind of giving up women a little bit.
Oh, because of the robots?
Yeah, the robots, and like, they'd rather just, like, do, you know, handle themselves. Before the robots, it was these little something, some kind of like a, what we will call a Gia pet or something. One of those little things that you just, whatever. What's with all that?
Well, you know what? Those robots are pretty fucking hot.
Well, what is it that the women are doing there that makes them so unappealing?
No, I think they're appealing. I just think that a lot of people, like, have you read the story yet?
About the underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading it right now. Yeah.
That stress.
Yeah.
People work like 80 hours a week here. I mean, from like 7 o'clock in the morning to midnight, people are just working. And I think the stress just piles up where they don't have any time to talk to girls. So they could either go to a robot. Panties.
Yeah, so they just yank the girl's panties off. No time for foreplay, I guess, is what you're saying. They can't be all kissing her and, like, feeling up a tit. They got to go right to just, like, ripping her clothes off. Would they go so... Now, they didn't charge this guy with... it was assault. They attempted assault. They didn't even charge him with, like, a... I think if this happened here, first of all, the Me Too movement, you know. I don't know if you got that down in Japan or not, but, man, it's a... Do you have it?
No, not yet, but there's probably going to be a Me Too, Me 3, Me 4 coming up soon over here.
Right.
Especially with stories like this.
Yeah, trying to steal her underwear, that would be a definite no-no in an attempted rape, I think. Now, also in Tokyo, an officer has been suspended from duty because referred to prosecutors, apparently, for allegedly leaking investigative information to a Yakuza she had been dating. What's a Yakuza?
Yakuza is gangsters, basically. It's traditional gangsters. I think they started off somewhat as a kind of rogue division of the samurai a long time ago, because, like, originally the samurai had tattoos. So when they fought in battle and they got their arms chopped off or their legs chopped off, they could find them, right? They're like, oh, here it is, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's just like they kind of like evolved into like what we have now. So organized crime, they all have the tattoos, the bodysuits or whatnot.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So she's 23 and she'd been leaking information, apparently, and she's She's suspected of telling the crime syndicate member in his 30s about the charges against him in an incident between Yakuza members after he asked her in December if he was being investigated. So there must have been a romantic situation going on here.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the movie title? Tats and Cuffs.
Right. Yeah, and she, you know, a lot of times these, you know, female officers especially, I think, they become enamored of these tough guys.
Well, I mean, have you seen some of these girls? I mean, it's straight out of a porno. I mean, they've got the suit, they got the long hair, they got the makeup, and you're just like, I did it. I don't care what it is. Cuff me.
I didn't know they had hot officers there. Most of them here, they're not especially, porn ready or anything like that. They seem like, they're a little bit hard on the eyes, you know. But it says she started dating the man from late November after being repeatedly asked out. So you can wear him down, you know. You that's the key. You don't just like turn yourself in. You have to wear him down over time.
That's how I got married.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Eventually, you're like, all right. 62-year-old man arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after he stabbed a 34-year-old man at a train station. He told police he did it because the victim used to sit in priority seating for the elderly and disabled.
Yeah, I like this because he stabbed him, and now this guy's like disabled. He's in a wheelchair, so now the guy can actually officially sit in the seats.
Nice.
Score!
This guy, yeah, it's like, let's just make it official, right?
Yeah, totally.
The suspect is Matakazu. How do you get used to these names?
You don't.
It never happens. They have a hard time saying John Mayer.
My name sounds like the singer, right?
John Mayer.
It's like your name being Tom Cruise. Like, is your name really Tom Cruise? Yeah, just call me Tommy C or some shit. Yeah.
You'll never – hard to get your own identity there, yeah. Hey, well, that guy is such a dickhead, too. I mean, like, I don't know. He certainly does tie women up in knots, so I support that. A temp worker here. He got into an argument with the victim. He lives in Itami City, Hyogo Prefecture. It gets complex. A lot – how many people live in Tokyo? It's like 30 million, right?
Tokyo proper, I think, is about 13.5 million to 14 million. But, I mean, it fluctuates because a lot of people live in the suburbs and, like, the outskirts of, like, the city. And then they all come in. I mean, these trains – actually, I'm surprised that this actually happened because, I mean, the trains, especially at this time, 6:30 in the morning, it's rush hour, which is absolutely fucking insane, where you're squished and then you're squished and then the train stops and then 50 more people get in. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, right? I mean, New York, we put you guys to shame, you know, with our trains over here. So for this guy to pull on a knife and he must have had it in his mouth like a pirate.
Hard.
I don't know how the fuck he did it.
It's like too close for stabbing. That's insane.
He stabbed with his wiener. I can see that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Jesus. What a fucking mess. Now, you ride those trains during rush hour like that? Do you have to get on that regularly? Do you commute?
I try to ride a bike as much as possible. But, I do at times have to get on the trains. And, it's never fun. I mean, but you can drink on the street, right? I know you don't drink, but me, I'm – if you can see down, dude, my gut's like fucking – ugh.
No,
but
we believe you. No, I know. No, like, yeah, you – I mean, got faded, if people don't know, that's a reference to getting fucked up, right?
Yeah. We drink, we talk about the weekly news, and we talk about events and stuff that's happening in Tokyo. And, we're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I think it's due to the Olympics. Everybody's interested in coming to Japan and stuff. Tourism's up 450% this year.
Wow. So, Christ, man. And it's expensive to go there, too. No.
With the yen and the dollar conversion, actually, when you come here, you're saving money. So you might as well come here and buy sushi because it's cheaper here than it is over there.
Oh, it seems like, it seems like a bit of to make a special trip, you know, but it's also when you, doesn't it cost a lot to fly there?
See, that's the problem. You fly in here, it's a little expensive for the ticket. You can get cheap tickets, but With Airbnb and all the discount places like discount bars, discount restaurants, and all the sightseeing places are pretty much free. So when you come on here, it's, I mean, as long as you don't fucking go to like, you know, like Ginza or like the Fifth Avenue kind of area of Tokyo and buy like sushi or Louis Vuitton bags, you're pretty much set. I mean, all sorts of normal people come here. Back in the day when I first came on here, it was only like rich people that came on here. Uh-huh. And that was like 50 years ago. But now, I mean, shit, dude, stand-up comedy is huge here. We're getting comedians who are coming here with like a suitcase and a microphone, dude. You should do it.
Yeah, I'd love to come, you know. I don't know how my comedy would translate. Is it mostly expats that show up, or is it like people who come and they I mean, most Japanese don't speak, they don't bother with English, right? So, I mean, like, how does that work?
Well, the expat community here is massive. Usually when comedians do the Asia circuit, they hit up Hong Kong, Singapore, Shanghai, and Tokyo. Sometimes Bangkok, actually. And
all in one weekend.
One day.
Yeah, it's a comedy zone run, I think. All right, well, John, thanks for being here. And so let's one more time, it's the Got Faded podcast. Where can people find that?
Got Faded Japan podcast. You could Google us. We're all over the internet. Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean. I mean, you name it, we're probably there.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, thanks again. Come back and see us. Let's not let it be so long this time. Maybe we'll do it again in a month or a couple of weeks or whenever, man. Always happy to have you.
Hey, our news is always like this, yeah. So anytime you need, we're there for you.
All right, cool. Thanks. Arigato. I like him. That guy's he's got some good Japanese news. They got dry ice killing rats now. I wonder what ex-exterminator Larry Izzo would think of this. They're using dry ice to reduce its rat population. Daily News says the program is in effect citywide after a successful 2016 pilot. EPA says it's okay. They take this dry ice, they bury it down in the burrows where the rats are. The smoking dry ice, it suffocates them. They're trapped inside. They die within minutes. Some escape, and they have to do it two or three times. And there you go. So, I mean, that's, we need to reduce that rat population because there's a lot of rats, you know, and we're not the rattiest city. I think that belongs to, L.A., Philadelphia, maybe Chicago has the most rats now. I forget. We talked about that a few weeks ago. We have some international news here. And quickly, before we'll do this story and then we'll come to Zach. If you're waiting on the phone there, then I think we have a phone call after this, but I'd like to get his take on this, so we'll do the story now. You know, we were wondering on Crime Report the other day, New York City Crime Report, the podcast, the companion show, which you can find at crimereport.nyc, which is made to be an audio podcast. No video and no malfunctioning tech. It's very smooth, very, very good conversation. But this show's entertaining, too. And but we were discussing the fact, Seth Baron and myself, that women are never arrested for masturbating on the train. And we know that they masturbate just like we do, and just as often, and just as publicly, but they just don't get hassled for it. And I'm not really exactly sure why that is, but it just seems to be the case. Now, a man approached a woman, this is in Australia, the exact location here. He was trying to get from the Port Kembla stop, I guess, to the Wollongong.
Yeah, Wollongong.
This is south of Sydney there. Wollongong.
Sydney, all right. Eh?
Yeah. A man approached a woman who was masturbating on a train. And so she blew him. And then he cleaned off his dick with Coca-Cola.
With Coca-Cola.
Yeah, he cleaned it off with Coca-Cola. Much cleaner than a woman's mouth. You know, when I was first learning about sex, it was a guy who was in his 30s, you know, and I was about to have sex with, I had, you know, working on, like, losing my virginity. I was only 13. And he said, you know, woman's, don't be afraid to go down on a woman. He said, a woman's vagina. He didn't say vagina.
You were in South Dakota when this happened?
What are you talking about?
Because you're like, a woman's vagina. You're talking like with Southern accent.
I was in the South.
Oh, you're in the South. That's what I'm saying.
It's South Dakota's not in the fucking South.
Ow.
Dipshit.
Sorry about that.
Why are we taking that detour? I was in the middle of my fucking quote.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was.
Damn, Dakota.
Sorry. Your pills.
Bad. You're really bad at this.
The pills.
He said, a woman's pussy is cleaner than her mouth. I said, no, it was Sam Elliott who was telling me this, by the way.
That's what they say about dogs, though, right?
Mouth. What?
Dog's mouth is cleaner than your mother's mouth.
A dog's...
Right?
Dog's mouth is cleaner than your mother's
cleaner
mouth?
Cleaner than a human's mouth.
Dog's vagina is cleaner than your mother's mouth. A dog's asshole gets licked regularly. He says, so he came off He says, I got a blowjob on the train. I was rinsing my cock off. And because they accused him of, they thought he'd, the city rail staff there, they found a large and disgusting mess on the floor, which they initially believed was urine. He said, I wasn't having a piss. I spilled my Coke. It's just Coke. And he said, I got a blowjob and cleaned my dick off. So the cops were there. They arrested him. Facts speak for themselves there. He took the opportunity that presented itself. The man was placed on a 12-month good behavior bond, fined $700. Nothing happens to the woman. He wasn't arrested. Let's go to Zach on the phone. How you doing, Zach?
Good evening, Pat. I was wondering if you saw the story from down in Atlanta. The guy wanted again for illegally dumping 1,000 tires in a rich neighborhood. Not the first time he's done this.
That's an interesting story. Could you pull up that link, see if you can find a link to that? And in the meantime, before we get to the tires, do you have any thoughts on this story from Sydney in which a guy sees a woman masturbating on the train, walks over to her, she blows him after they, you know, arrange for her to blow him. I guess he's like, you know, why don't you put that mouth to good use? You're obviously aroused. And so she did. He comes, I guess, he rinses off his cock with Coca-Cola, and they thought he took a piss, but he actually, you know, was just making a mess there, cleaning up. And they arrest him for, I don't know what, offensive behavior and obscene exposure. And there you go. He's on a 12-month good behavior bond, fined $700. What about this woman who's obviously the instigating factor here? You know, I mean, she's masturbating on a train, and she's got her mouth open. Shouldn't she be held accountable?
I think this is kind of a beautiful story. I mean, two people who maybe not had known each other ever, you know, catch each other's eyes, and this is romance. This is the kind of thing you see in a Tom Cruise movie, you know.
Yeah, it's like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Yeah, you blew me on a train, I think.
You got mail.
Oh, you are mail. Yeah, I agree. It could be a rom-com.
Isn't that the end of Risky Business?
I think it is, now that you mention it. Right? Yeah, something like that, very similar to that happens. What exactly is the issue? I mean, like, why does a guy get punished?
I think I read further in the article, and it said that they know the girl, like she causes trouble all the time.
She's a repeat offender.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
What do you think, Zach?
This reminds me of the spitting lady who with the $19,000 in cash on her. I mean, it takes an extreme situation like a guy getting his cock sucked for her to even get any attention from authorities, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they knew who she was. They were familiar with her. I don't know if she has a series of arrests or something, but I would think that, you know, they eventually you got to take a woman to jail. You just have, I mean, you can't let her. I mean, look, I'm all for if women could masturbate in public all the time, it'd probably be very much like the law here is with toplessness. You know, women can have their shirts off, but they don't do it. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk about the tires. You have a link there on the tires in Atlanta?
I can't find a link for any tire dumping that happened recently.
Oh, goddammit. I have this link right here. And
oh,
I
you
just
have one. Okay.
Yeah, I have a link that I can find, I believe. I'll send it your way. Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating. This guy, apparently, you can fill us in on a little of this story, too, if you'd like, Zach. Go ahead and tell us some of the details while I pull up this link. Did we lose Zach?
Yeah, I think they hung up on him.
The fuck did you do that for?
Can't back
real question.
Hey Zach, give us a call back.
In the meantime, I do have the link here. I'll just go off my phone since this is complex. Since this episode is technologically difficult. Yeah, you want to plug somebody?
No, I don't want to plug anybody. I just want can I ask you a question about the Coca-Cola thing?
Yeah, before? Sure. Yeah.
Now, honestly, who would you arrest? A masturbating woman or a man with his prick out pouring Coca-Cola down his pants? Honestly.
Well, I mean, like, why not both?
I guess, all right, okay. Touché.
Okay, well, well supported.
I mean, I feel like who's more of a menace to society is my question.
Well, look, I mean, would the guy have his dick out had she not been sitting there with an open mouth?
You're okay.
Yeah, but there's so many reasons for women to keep their mouth shut, and this is just another one. Now, police are searching for a man they say dumped more than 1,000 tires behind a Union City subdivision. Oh, my God. Amazon. Amazon took over my fucking thing. They'll do that shit, won't they?
Then again. Oh,
hey, you found it. What the fuck's wrong with me? So I guess let's read it then. How about that? Why don't you read me the details, Peter? Garrett, somebody, read the story. Look at all those tires. This is the last show that'll be like this, I promise. We are going
it says,
to.
Police are searching for a man they say dumped more than 1,000 tires behind Union City subdivision where.
Can't hear you about very well, would you?
Homes run as high as $900,000.
My goodness, that's an expensive home to have a lot of tires dumped back there. I mean, that's what you do with the dump, right?
Donald Leverente. Let's scroll a little bit here. I'll just show you what I'm reading so I can actually read it. Donald Leverente, 34, wanted Union City after jurisdiction across Atlanta. Police officer Gerald.
Man, you are good at this. I can't believe we haven't had you do this before. Is he speaking? I can't hear him. He's gone. We've lost him. Did I hang up on him?
Two, three. There gotcha. We are. According to police, this guy dumped tires along.
This guy right here?
That place. I can't read that fucking word. It's so small.
Oh, okay.
Cathurst Way in an undeveloped area around Union City in Southwind Subdivision.
How about that? Now, was he... he has several warrants, it says, in the metro area for the same offense. Where is this guy getting all these tires?
He collects them, he says.
He collects them?
Yeah, he's a tire collector.
He's a tire collector. Okay, yeah, that's big down there.
And he had a big collection that he grew tired of keeping.
Hey-o! Oh.
Thank you, good night.
Yeah, that would be... That would be the joke in that. Yeah, I'm tired of these things occurring. And
tired of these tires.
Tired of these fucking tires in my yard. Okay, well, thanks for the story, Zach. And sorry that due to the competence of
hey,
the booth.
Yeah. Pat, just tread lightly around that guy, okay?
Yeah, I certainly will.
Let me go back to sniffing panties, Pat.
Yeah, well, we could, but we're not. You mean go back to it? We can't go, but we're always moving.
Tires.
Always moving forward, sir.
All right.
Let's go to Brady on the phone. I think he has a crime to report. Brady, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Dixon, how are you tonight?
I'm great. From Colorado. Am I yes, correct?
Sir. Hey, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the Louisiana man, illegal immigrant, Billy Yo Buddy A. Herrera? Who is accused of trying to kidnap two children at a local Walmart by machete.
My God, let's look that up. It's Billy O. Babade Babadera.
Zimbabwe Alak Mohammed.
Walmart.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you're saying. Dakota was talking. He did what now? He's outside of Walmart?
Make it easy on the Jews in the booth and just look up Louisiana machete Walmart.
Let's look it up.
Only half Jewish.
All right. Only the evil half. So this Louisiana. Look at this guy. He's trying to get women or kids. You say he's trying to kidnap two children using a fucking machete. Oh my God! And that's certainly a hilarious crime because they're obviously afraid of this gigantic knife and they don't want to get cut up or anything. So what do you think he intended to do with these kids? I guess molest them, right?
I don't know. Do you see his picture? What the fuck is wrong with him? He's like crying in his mugshot.
He looks like he's squeezing one out, doesn't he? Yeah.
He tried to escape into the meat and poultry section, thinking that he'd evade people back there.
Yeah, Walmart's pretty big. You never know. You know, I mean, I would have gone to like the garden center personally. You know, you got a lot of leafy areas there, and you can maybe duck behind a potted plant or something. The meat and poultry. Not a good hideout area. You can't even get behind anything there because it's all, you know, it's the counter, for Christ's sake, and that's a crime in itself. The thing is about molesting a kid once you've threatened him with a machete, don't you think fear taints the meat?
Probably. Yeah, the worst thing about this is that...
Sounds like a porno, Pat.
I'm sorry, what was that? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that multiple customers recorded it on their cell phones and nobody's come forward with the fucking footage yet.
Really? Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. The police are asking them to come forward, and they haven't.
I've been
searching the internet all night.
Yeah, I'm glad we have diligent correspondents like yourself out there, you know, that are willing to devote some time to, like, you know, find some footage of this guy threatening two small children with a machete. That is, is there a video there that we can report? Maybe this will have something. Who knows?
Carrying a machete, trying to take two children from their mothers inside a Walmart.
Just to the report.
33-year-old Billy O. Badir Herrera allegedly tried to snatch
Billy O. Badir Herrera
his mother's grocery cart. At one point, officers say both of them were pulling on the child. The mother prevailed, but he allegedly took off through the store, swinging the machete at employees who tried to stop him.
Ha!
Kenner police say he then tried to remove a baby strapped into a child seat of a grocery cart before employees tackled him.
Jesus.
His charges include two counts of kidnapping of a child.
Matt
Uris for KDKA News.
He's really determined there. I mean, he's swinging that thing at employees and everything. It's like, you know what? I came here for babies. I'm leaving with a baby. Man,
yeah, that's almost as terrible as not sending me my CD.
Yeah, by the way, you know, you got to do it the Ray Schneider's way. He sent me a box right here, all stamped up and ready to go. And I have it boxed up. It's all prepared to send. Now, it'll only stay on my desk now another, you know, 3-4 weeks, and then I'll finally send it. Brady, I know I owe you a CD, and I promise you I'll do it.
You should have told me I just sent Brady an Eastside Dave T-shirt. Could have thrown it in there for free.
Jesus! Well, why didn't you tell me? And furthermore, how come you're not handling my, you know...
Believe me, it was the last thing I wanted to do for Eastside Dave. People were screaming at me, send me my shirt. I wanted it for Christmas. And I was like,
fucking geeks.
I didn't want to send them out week by week. The post office is so annoying. I was like, I'm just going to do them 10 at a time or whatever.
See, that's exactly how I feel. I mean, like, you want to wait, and then I promised Brady a CD, and I will send it. And when it comes, oh, you'll be so happy to hear White Devil, which is still available on iTunes, along with, you know, the other one called Goodbye Forever Fatty. I would send you one of those, but I don't have any. Do you still listen to your CD player, Brady?
No, I actually already own White Devil 2 digitally. I just want the CD.
So I figured, what's the rush, right? You can hear the
cool.
I mean, it's only been 2.5 years. I will send it. Brady, I appreciate the call, and thanks for keeping us informed of what's going on down there in Louisiana.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. I like Brady.
Care, Brady.
Brady, and Colorado people, some of those guys are solid people. We got some solid friends, some solid correspondents. You can call anytime here at Crime Report. It's 1-877-962-6846. Also, we have a more shocking video for you of a woman who wouldn't get out of her car, and until, you know, it was a little too, and when she got out of her car, I think the issue is that she got shot is what happened. This is a police-involved shooting that nobody seems to be complaining too much about. Do we have the video to look at, or? Yeah, as I say, we're going to just kind of scroll through some of these earlier parts. The video goes on about 6 minutes, but the cops approach the car, you know, and the door's locked. She's not getting out. I think they have some words with her here momentarily. And here she is. And she's on some kind of drugs.
Hey, she's reaching, putting something away. I can't tell what she's doing. She's got a bag in her hands. What's that? Yeah? Cynthia, open up the door now! Open up the door!
No.
She's got that crackhead look.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
But I know why you were saying it. I'm saying it because of her features.
Yeah, me.
Open up the door!
Now, what do you do in a situation like this, you know? Let's go a little bit later in the video.
Cynthia, you need to open the door!
Wait, she's talking.
I can't
hear
you. Still can't hear you.
That's very loud. Very loud yelling. Body cam is very close to the
really loud mouth. Out here. What?
See, now Asian Pat Dixon could have taken this video.
Hey, don't make this any harder on yourself. Just open the door.
And put in, like, you know, like what she's saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
I know what I'm not.
He's explaining that I'm going to smoke my cigarette and stay in here. Now, let's go a little deeper in the video as we see the car smoking, probably about 5 minutes in. Car's filling with smoke. She set something on fire in there.
Everybody else safe. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you something. There's something else going on in that car other than safe, legal tobacco. That's for sure. They have her boxed in. There's nowhere to go. It's good about 6:15 as this progresses. And car's smoking. She's inside the smoking car. Have the taser ready, he said. Yeah, so.
Shield.
Now.
You want me to smash the window? Get the taser set. Give her out.
It's amazing, like one crackhead. Stop right now. Stop. Now, it's you make the call, okay? You're in a car and smoking, right? Do you, A, do you fall right out of the car, get on the ground, and let the police take it from there? Do you, B, take a few steps away from the burning car, clear the area with your hands up, and turn yourself in? Or C, jump out of the car with a knife and rush the officers to attack them? If you said C, you would meet a similar fate as Cynthia. Let's watch.
Hands! Cynthia, get out of the car! Hey, put the knife down! Put the knife down!
Put the knife down!
And goodbye, Cynthia. Like that. That was what they call an armed black woman being shot by cops. And, hey... You know, if you're in your car and smoking like that, the cops are trying to help you, right, Dakota?
Yes, for sure.
They don't want you to be in there and die of smoke inhalation or something.
Yeah, of course. Was that a technical difficulty, or that's how the video ends?
That's how it ends.
Wow.
Yeah, just like that.
Did she have a knife? Did they see a knife? Was there an actual knife?
Yeah,
there?
She had a knife. Why would they be talking about a knife? She didn't have a knife.
And there you go, man.
She stepped out, and they shot her right away. There's a lot that goes into surviving edged weapons, you know.
Sure.
They can close that gap very, very quickly when it comes to, criminals who are armed with these sharp-edged weapons. And in fact, there's a whole video about it. We will be continuing our 60-part series on how to survive edged weapons. And now the show has run a little long here because we've tried to cram so much in. And Detective Dakota, thanks for sitting with us today.
Anytime, Pat.
Being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
People can come. We didn't get to do our Crime Report live show because of weather on the 21st. We will be back with that on April 23rd. So April 23rd, Westside Comedy Club. See you there. And thanks for being here once again. Thanks to the excellent booth crew we have. They're doing a marvelous job. Saturday, 4 p.m., a Crime Report special will air, and it is about India. So an India Crime Report special this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. So hope you'll be available to check that out. It's a pretty fun one. We have a real Indian in the studio, a real Indian. What's that? You weren't talking to me, Garrett? Your mic's not on?
Okay. Like a Navajo Indian?
No. That's a Native American.
Oh, like a Bengali Indian.
I'm talking about Dothead.
There you go.
Yeah, in a sari.
Redskin.
Yeah, that's right. The real kind from India, Tushar Singh was here, and we discussed all sort of Indian crime. Indian crime is a whole different deal. A lot of people getting bit by cobras and shit like that. People attacking fiancés and having them gang raped because they don't submit or something. It's just a not. They'll kill themselves over not getting the remote control.
You know? A lot of death by elephant.
A lot of that, yeah. A lot of Bengal tigers, getting raped. Raping a Bengal tiger. Can we also remind you that Trump is on Friday at 4. Make sure you tune in and see that when it airs live. We'll have a guest. Myself, by the way, and Kevin Downey Jr., and I want to thank I want to thank our friend in California for sending us, I believe what this is a gold-plated Trump coin challenge.
Oh.
So we will be opening this up to see for sure Friday at 4 o'clock. You can see us then. Ray, stand by for your CD. Brady, stand by. And is that phone call relevant to the show in any way? Doesn't seem as if it is. No. Okay. Well, then, thanks for joining us. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do the show. And it'll be just faded out while I talk, you know, because it'll be getting better and all kinds of developments. It's going to be an extravaganza, I swear to God. Look at our brand new set. It's we can't suck permanently. Something will happen, right? I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Ha, ha, ha.